This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. June is Pride Month, and authorities are now asking for help locating suspects who are stealing Pride flags around the Denver area. CPR's Ben Marcus reports.
There have been 6 reported incidents in Arvada. In Lakewood, another homeowner reported the theft of a Pride flag. And in Denver, a flagpole with a Pride flag was ripped out and thrown to the ground. In several cases, the thieves included derogatory messages. No arrests have been made. Earlier this month, the Colorado GOP called on people to burn Pride flags. The party chairman, Dave Williams, said the Pride movement was harming children. Williams has faced widespread criticism for his message, even within his own party. I'm Ben Marcus, CPR News.
Denver police fatally shot a woman Sunday afternoon. They say she was brandishing a knife downtown. Police Chief Ron Thomas said responding officers tried to use a taser on the woman, but that it had no effect. She allegedly rushed towards officers who shot her. Colorado Springs police officers say a dispute between 2 people led to an exchange of gunfire outside a Walgreens in Old Colorado City. Dozens of police, firefighters, and medical personnel responded to the scene in West Colorado Springs. A spokesperson for the department said the 2 people involved in the dispute were the only ones injured. Both went to a hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. RTD says it will soon begin major repairs on track defects that are slowing down E and H lines in the southern Denver metro area to 10 miles per hour. RTD rail boss Dave Jensen says only small sections of track need attention.
This is not a full depth replacement. This is us going in, cutting out a piece of rail and putting a new piece in that's brand new, shaping it properly, and restoring service completely.
Jensen says crews should make progress by September. Commuters say the slowdowns and other repair projects have made some lines virtually unusable. High fire danger for parts of Colorado today. Both Metro Denver and Colorado Springs have red flag warnings through this afternoon. This is CPR News.